This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our study of love as found in John chapters 13 through 17, we've considered the Father's love, Jesus' love, and our love as believers. Now let's look at love as experienced and expressed by the world. Jesus said, "Those who don't have agape love for Him will not obey His commands. They are committed to doing their own thing. If you obey Jesus' commands, the world will hate you, but if you live as they do, they'll have a natural affection for you. They'll have phileo love for you, because your lifestyles and commitments are the same. They'll feel comfortable in your presence." There's a recurring theme, however, in these chapters. The world needs to be exposed to an agape love and lifestyle. Jesus said He wanted the world to know He loved the Father in John 14:31. In addition, Jesus commanded us to love each other as believers, as Jesus loved us with agape love. This will be the distinguishing characteristic that will convince the world that we belong to Him, John 13:34-35. As the world, which is naturally in opposition to Jesus, is thus exposed to real love, that is, quality agape love relationships, some of them will be attracted and won to the Lord. In 2 Corinthians 2:14 through 15, Paul put it this way, "But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him. For we are to God the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved." It's the only way the lost will know true agape love and turn to Jesus.